Nancy and I drove down here, and we drove down I-5. We live in the Portland, Oregon area, and we spent the night we spent the night in Reading, but we were driving through the little town of Weed. Okay, and there we stopped and went to a pharmacy there, picked something up, and here was this 82-year-old woman. We found out that Nancy helped her with her cart, and then I struck up a conversation with her while Nancy went in the store. Her name's Julia, and she says, "I read every night before I go to sleep." And I said, "Well, I just have a book that I think you might enjoy reading before you go to sleep tonight." So I gave her my little book about heaven in light of eternity. And so we've been praying for Julia because she's spending her evenings reading a book about Jesus, and she needs to know the Lord. And then we stayed at this hotel in Redmond, and Josh, the pizza delivery guy, got a book, and then I went to the front desk, which I usually do, and I just say, "Hey, you know, I'm." They check me in. They know who I am. So I just, you know, I give them a book. "So you might want to read this sometime." Well, the particular girl that checked us in, nobody was at the front desk, and so I thought, well, you know, I'll just leave the book here, and you know, she'll pick it up, or somebody else will pick it up. No big deal. So late that night, in came an envelope under the door. It's Mr. Alcorn, and this was April 8th, so a few days ago. "I found your book on my stationery here. I found your book on my front desk this evening. I have to say that it seems that God is pursuing me to come back to Him. Now He even finds me at work." "I am constantly and consistently amazed by the love and forgiveness of my God." And then she said this, "Thank you for listening to God's prompting and placing your book on my desk." Then she said, "His book will take more time in my life from now on." And I thought, you know what? If she didn't even finish reading my book, that would be fine. Because isn't that what we're trying to do with our books, is to take people to His book and to experience the transforming work of the Holy Spirit.